gift from you. The world is turning in its place, cause you made it too. I lift my voice to sing a song of praise on this good day.
The Good Day program. Are you aware of anything special today? How are things going with you? The day is, for some, young. For others, you've been at it for a while. I think about what I've done in the last 5 hours or the next 5 hours. Sometimes it becomes a big blur. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, not here. Roberta is. We have some stories because this is actually beyond Good Day, where the essence of reality, I suppose it's the rubber meeting the road. Maybe that's the way of looking at it, because there are a lot of things that go on in the world that aren't becoming part of the day-to-day discussion on some of the news talk radio stations, because it's not political or it's not hot, and I believe in going down a different street. Having said that, I'm aware of the last gasps of the so-called drug war, because looking around at an
Hello.
Yes.
Did you just hear her yawn?
Charlotte? Or
no,
Roberta?
Roberta. I'm in the middle of getting my head wrapped around this story.
I didn't yawn.
You most certainly
did
yawn.
Not.
Yes, you did too. Yawned.
Everything went quiet. I thought we like lost connection.
No, it went quiet after I heard you yawn as I'm getting into this important
I did not yawn.
Consideration here.
A yawn is
No.
Blame it on the dog, Roberta.
The dog's
I thought you were talking about Charlotte.
No, I'm talking about Roberta. Anyway, meanwhile, well, she's worked extra hard, so maybe that's what the... I'll give
her... Me up at the wee hours
all right,
of the morning.
Right,
it wasn't even light yet you had me up.
Oh, okay. Poor girl.
Stand by. Anyway, so if you look around the country, as Richie said to me the day after the election, do you know how crazy you are? You use a different word, because I support complete fiscal conservatism. I believe that the real meaning of the term conservative means to save. And I don't see many people who have the conservative handle attached to them doing much to save the country, save the money, save a lot of things that have to do with the complete disrespect we're showing for future generations. Now, also, you hear me say, live in the now, so let's live, drink, what is it? Eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow.
Eat, drink, and be merry, yeah.
So when you learn that last Friday, the Treasury Department borrowed in your name $211 for every family in this country, a note was drawn for $211. That's more money than most people made last Friday. If you consider $211, if you work a five-day week, that's $1,055, which is... that amounts to about 54,000, 55,000.
Which is above the average, yeah.
Which is above by $6,000 what the mean income is, median income in our country is. So every penny, if you make that kind of dough or less, every penny that you made, the government's going to have to extract from you in one way or another to pay off the loan. And that's just one day of borrowing.
Wow.
So, I mean, when you think about it that way, Roberta's point of view, and again, this is not about politics, it's about common sense. Why would you support somebody or something that was extracting that kind of dough and didn't know really what to do with it? They just spend it willy-nilly on all kinds of crazy stuff, like the education system, which is using, this year, Richie, you may not have heard me talking about this, $37 billion more than is necessary is being spent on education to hire people at a rate that's 1.5 times the growth of the student population. The educators or teachers or support staff, whatever you want to call them.
Wait a minute, we always hear about not having enough teachers. Now we have too many?
Now, there was a study done by a Washington think tank that overviews where we're spending the money, what it's being used for in terms of hiring, and the amount of money being spent to hire teachers is ridiculous.
How come I have 27 especially kids in both of my kids' classes?
Why? What's wrong with that? Where does it say 27 kids is not... And I was in classes 41, 46, and I turned out fine because I knew the teachers knew what they were talking about. I got a lot because I paid attention. I was interested in school, and I did well in school. But it doesn't make any difference. That's a smoke screen. Well, I don't care what
funny.
Any
we just
educator.
Had our, we just had our teacher parent meeting yesterday with my daughter Juliana, who's in kindergarten's teacher. And she was telling us some pretty neat things. I mean, you know, she works one-on-two or one-on-three with small groups, and then they have an assistant teacher. So there's basically two teachers in the class. Then twice a week, kids from the high school come mm-hmm. over as part of their class and work with the kids, too.
Great. What's wrong with that? That's
the high school is right next door.
Yeah.
So they just walk over for one of their class periods, and they work with the kindergartners.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
That's neat.
Yeah. So, anyway, the point I'm trying to make is... sort of underscoring what Rich said about me the day after the election, when it was obvious that I had supported candidates who were fiscally conservative, but when it came to the ballot issues, I was considered way to the left. That's because I supported right. legalization of marijuana,
assisted suicide.
Right. And most other things that are considered, I don't know, we use the word progressive, liberal, whatever, I'm in favor of, because I don't think the government has any business sticking its nose into my business. And so everything, but you look at some of the legislation, for example, there's a discussion now about whether or not you're going to be able to have deductions for mortgage interest and what that's all about. If you look at the IRS code, it is completely engineered to control how you live.
Oh, without
the
doubt.
The government controls how you live through its tax policies. And if you don't realize that,
it's about
you're
to
crazy.
Spank you if you own a nice house
right.
in a
yeah, anything over
in a
500
major metropolitan
grand,
area.
They want to, if the Republicans can't stop this, you'll be not able to write off your mortgage deduction if you have a house that's worth more than 500 grand. Yep. End of story. So that
what,
puts
what
me out
incentive?
Of the park, you out of the park, and puts yeah. Roberta out of the park.
I mean, if you live in Washington, D.C., Boston, New York, you can't own a house.
None is any good. It isn't worth 500 grand.
Right. My house is nothing spectacular.
No, I'll attest to that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, you know, you're at 500 grand.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, let me just sort of underscore what I have in mind with putting all of this together. I think, again, maybe the marijuana legalization laws are the underscore here. The federal government is under pressure to abandon the war on drugs. And this is a complete, as far as I'm concerned, completely legitimate. It was George Bush, the father, put this into effect. It never worked when he was president. It started with $19 billion, up to, I don't know, $24, $26 billion a year. It never, ever, ever, ever has worked or even come close to working, especially when you look at this foolish war on marijuana. 18 members of Congress wrote a letter this week to the Department of Justice to allow states to be laboratories of democracy and create their own drug laws to address the disproportionate impact of marijuana on minorities, people. You know how many people? There are 186,000 people in jail in the state of California. Do you know how many of them are in there for drug offenses? And I'm not talking about selling, because sellers need to be in jail and they need to throw the key away. Jail for people who sell and distribute drugs, they go to jail forever, as far as I'm concerned. But users? What the hell are you putting them in jail for? Why should people who use marijuana or any other drug be put in jail? Where does that come? What kind of arcane thinking?
Oh, unless you're a dealer. Unless
I just said,
that's what
if you're
said.
A dealer,
right.
you go to jail and you throw away the key.
Or right. you're under the influence and you create another...
Well, if you do something else
right, you
that is connected to it,
a car,
driving,
you kill somebody,
right,
hurt somebody,
right,
you get yeah. into an accident.
Right. That's a whole different story.
Right,
that
but if you just caught with a,
right,
with a
joint,
bag or something like that, yeah, I mean, please.
So anyway, the letter that has been written defends the decision of voters in the places like Massachusetts and Colorado, Washington, suggesting, quote, that these states have chosen to move from a drug policy that spends millions of your tax dollars turning ordinary Americans into criminals toward one that will tightly regulate the use of marijuana while raising tax revenue to support some of the cash problems that government has. Basically, lawmakers in Congress are telling the federal government to get out of the way when it comes to state drug laws. A couple of lawmakers last week in the House introduced legislation that would exempt states with their own marijuana laws from the Controlled Substances Act and its marijuana regulation. Remember when that idiot John, who was the attorney general when...
Ashcroft.
Yeah. Said, this is 2 days after September 11th, 2001. This idiot sends 34 FBI agents to Washington State to investigate doctors who are writing prescriptions for medical marijuana. 34 FBI agents 2 days after September 11th, and this moron sends them out there to investigate and to arrest doctors who are writing prescriptions because the state law says you can do it. But the federal law says no, so we're going to enforce it with 34 FBI agents. I mean, this guy, where the hell is our head? I know I'm getting hot now because I've used hell twice in the last 60 seconds.
Settle down.
This is not about letting Americans get high when they want to, although I don't think that that's a problem. I think there are a lot of things in these bills that are racist, that have connections. Look at the black people that are in jail versus white people. You think there are more blacks than whites proportionally that smoke weed? Come on. I don't know about crack or anything because I don't know anything about drugs, really. But I know what I see and what I sense. And what I see and what I sense is that if you were to take 100 black people and 100 white people, you'd find as many, if not more, white people using marijuana. However, there are a hell of a lot... Oops, three times, sorry. There are a heck of a lot more black people in jail for using drugs than there are white people. Why do you think that is? So this is about ending the costly drug war that has ruined the lives of millions of Americans. We are certainly not winning that war under any stretch of any imagination. So that's my 2 cents worth. Whatever you feel, you can email me, Doug at DougStephan.com, or call if you want, 800-510-8255. Email also to Rich at DougStephan.com and to Roberta at DougStephan.com. This is Beyond Good Day. Rich and Roberta also have stories for your consideration coming up in a few minutes here on Good Day.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s. Cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain with this astonishment residue.
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Marking 25 years in network radio, Doug Stephan's Good Day.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Watching whom might be the correct English question here. Rich McFadden, an important part of the Good Day program with a Beyond Good Day story. First of two, in fact, that he has today. You're doing your homework well, Mr. McFadden. That's good.
There was one about Jerry Jones from the Dallas Cowboys I'm going to tell you in a little bit. It's just too good not to do. But first, have you ever heard of a committee in Congress called the House Unmanned Systems Caucus?
No.
It's made up of 60 members of Congress, and they've received roughly $8 million in campaign contributions over the last four years to push legislation to help open the U.S. skies to unmanned aircraft, a.k.a. drones.
Drones, yep.
So, as you can imagine, police departments, private corporations, universities have all applied to use drones at some point in the future for one reason or another. One of these companies that is said to have applied for drone status, TMZ.
What?
The gossip news site.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Because?
Well, yeah, obviously they want to be able to get pictures of such and such's wedding or spy over somebody's house and use the pictures in the magazine. Now, TMZ says, and they came out with a report yesterday on their website, we haven't put in for any applications. We have no desire to own a drone. We have never even talked about owning a drone. It's false. But San Francisco Chronicle reported it yesterday and says that they do. And all of a sudden, Drudge picked it up and the story just went hot because it's just classic. So, okay, you know, let's say TMZ doesn't want a drone. You can rest assured some other news agency does.
Mm-hmm.
You can rest assured every police department that can afford one does.
Yeah.
Because it's a revenue source. They can give you more speeding tickets.
Fine, exactly.
They can,
you know, the aircraft hovering, there's a on some of the highways in the country, you see highway patrol by aircraft.
Right, exactly. If you think a red light camera or a speed trap camera in your neighborhood is offensive
already. Big brother.
You see these drones flying over your neighborhood and you get a ticket in the mail next week or you get arrested.
So you want me to carry this out, Richie?
Go ahead.
I'm sitting here on my farm looking out the front window.
I just put the ball on the tee. Right. Now I want you to hit it out of the park.
Now, here's something. This is as crazy as it gets, but it does get crazy. The Agriculture Department wants to start limiting the number of cows farmers can have on amounts of land that they own. So the government wants to restrict or tell you how many, on my farm, for example, tell me how many cows
I
can have in my front pasture.
That's fantastic. Right.
How is it fantastic?
Because then you can't have these big Monsanto farms with 5,000 cows, right?
Well, Monsanto doesn't do the cow thing. They do the feed that goes to the cows. I don't know because my luck or the luck of the farmer is the luck of the other small businessman. What really happens is that the big companies, the big agribusinesses that want to have 5,000 cow dairies or 20,000 cow dairies, they'll get themselves exempted. And so the little guys like me that can't fight it, all right, I've got 20 acres in this pasture. You have 20 cows, and we'll fly over. You have 21, we're going to fine you $100.
Yep.
Every time we see a cow. And this is where this is all going.
Yeah.
You think that I'm crazy? No.
No, I
told you earlier about the business, all of the supervision, all of the stuff that's being put together to monitor every single damn thing that you do. And the country has gone right down the chute, and it's because we have too many people.
Finger on
we
the have there.
In, did you do it again?
No, I didn't, but
no, I was close. Yeah, I just... And why are we putting up? We just proved that we were a bunch of nincompoops by electing all the same people that a year ago we said we didn't like. Or we had people who were not involved in the system, who don't understand the system, who were bought off to vote for those people who keep things going as they are. We keep borrowing money. I mean, how crazy is any or all of this? But to have me be told that I can only have 20 cows out front, I put 21 out, drone goes over, and I get a fine for $100.
Here it comes.
That's where it's coming. Yep, 28 after on Good Day.
Moolah.
Mmm, worm. Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-361-2351. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-361-2351.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Not a good day.
It is.
Oh, is that? Is that a new one? Do I remember this?
Just paying attention to your email when she was doing the good day part.
Who was?
You was.
I were?
You were.
How do you know?
Because I listened to her sing about the good day, and you were like,
huh. Where is your good day? This is good day, beyond good day, actually.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it, Richie.
Here you go.
Fantasy. That's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Roberta Fasanelli is also here with a Beyond Good Day story. I'm going to get naked.
I'm sure you've done that once or twice in your life, Roberta, skipped and gone naked.
Yeah, more than once.
Yeah.
But you better not do it if you're in San Francisco, because apparently the San Francisco Board of Supervisors has voted to ban nudity.
So they did vote to ban it.
No, they haven't. No, it still has to go to a second vote. I mean, the Board of Supervisors.
Well, the first vote came last week.
Right, last week to ban nudity. But what was amusing are some of the comments that people made. They had opened up for 2 hours to a public meeting, and people, you know, could say what they wanted about it, pro and against it, you know, for nudity. Air their opinions out. And here are some of them. Someone who was for it said, a naked person is like a dressed person. There is no difference. The only difference is that a dressed person is warmer than a naked person.
That would be said for that. Yep.
And then someone against it said, I would just like to be able to walk down the street, buy a carton of milk without seeing somebody's...
Well, it depends on the neighborhood. There's a neighborhood that was the, if you saw the movie about Harvey Milk and when he was killed, Sean Penn and, what's his face?
Yeah, I think it was called Milk was the name of the movie.
It was called Milk. Yeah, right. Anyway, the story of these people in that part of town, the gay part of town, that have for a long, long time expressed themselves in the nude. They are protesting, and they think people pay more attention to whatever they're protesting if they are nude. So this became, according to the supervisors anyway, a distraction for tourists.
Well, that's what one of the persons against it said. This small group is taking us backward to what I saw as the early 80s when buses of tourists would go through the neighborhood and take pictures like we were in a zoo. This is a person who's against it.
It doesn't.
I mean, against the nudity for the ban.
The only thing that I thought about was sitting on a bus next to a guy who's completely naked. There's something about that I just don't want to do.
And when he gets up off his seat, what's that going to leave on the seat? You know, things right. like that. I don't know. But if you want to walk around naked, who cares? Why is it? People say, "Oh, I don't want my children to see it." What do you mean you don't want your children to see it?
Your children see themselves like that. Hello.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Let me play the devil's advocate here.
Sure, Richie. Help yourself. Do your children see you naked ever?
Me?
Yeah. Have your children ever? No, wait a minute. You said not anymore. Have they ever seen you naked?
Yes.
Your children?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They seen your wife naked?
Yes.
Seen your stepmother naked?
God, I hope not.
I hope not. At any rate, I only met her once. She seemed very sweet, but I don't want to see her naked.
No, she's attractive for her age. Yeah, okay. But, you know.
Anyway, it's an argument that I make for hanging around with younger women. Anyway.
They did a test on the streets of New York where they put a guy totally naked, just with socks, shoes, and a briefcase. And they had a guy dressed in a gorilla suit. And they did a study to see what New Yorkers looked at most. And the person who got looked at most was... The guy in the gorilla suit.
Yeah.
Because the guy was naked, New Yorkers went, yeah, okay, yeah, he's naked, fine, whatever. Okay. The guy in the gorilla suit, they went, okay, what's that all about?
Here's the deal. Unless you're Pamela Anderson or something like that, most men will not, you know, San Francisco, it's a whole different game. But, you know, as a guy walking down the street, if you're a guy, I don't want to see you. And... You know, unless you...
I don't care what your age is. I don't want to see if you're
the hot ladies or something like that. It's you ever look at articles about nudist colonies?
Richie's not looking at the pictures. He's reading the article.
No, have you ever looked at art and you know they'll say, "Oh, nudist colony, blah blah blah." Yeah. People walk
nudist
around in their
beaches.
Not the best looking people you've ever seen.
No. I have to say, I once went to a nudist colony in New Jersey.
You ever walk up to the Lido deck on a cruise ship and see what's up there?
Yeah. It was most of the people there were not very good looking. And it was funny because the woman
Victoria's
who ran
Secret's
it,
models.
Now, the woman who ran this nudist colony in New Jersey was this older woman. She must have been in her 60s at the time. And you had to pass her muster before you allowed in. She had to talk to you. Why do you want to be here? You know, what are your opinions?
Are you a perv?
Right, exactly. She would not let you in unless, you know, she said, okay, well, you're okay. You could go in. And they had the most marvelous freshwater pool that was cold as ice, which certainly discouraged certain things.
Right.
Well, like you said, it was very nonchalant. Like I said, not the best looking people.
Yeah. All right, so you may not choose it for your neighborhood. You may not want to be around it. But let people do what they want to do. It doesn't hurt anybody. It just, what is
well, the best
the
comment
it
I saw?
Hurt you.
The no, best comment of all was someone said, "Well, what do children do when they see naked people? They laugh."
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went, wow, that is a powerful comment.
Let me ask you this, Doug. Deep in your mind, let's say your daughter has a little girl. She lives in California now.
Right.
And let's say your little granddaughter is walking down the street and a naked guy walks by her. Would you in the back of your mind wonder whether there are devious thoughts there? And would you walk closer or hold your little granddaughter's hand if you were walking by this naked guy?
Deviant thoughts rather than devious thoughts would be the...
Thank you.
Yeah, and the answer to that would be, of course, because I'm a human being. And I'm not suggesting that the...
Well, you're protecting your children, too.
Right. I mean,
but
talking about in neighborhoods
clothed,
where they all are. I'm not...
If that same guy were clothed, would you worry about it?
Are you going to let people get on
an
airplane
naked?
Some
clothed guys are really creepy looking.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it has to do with a certain amount of common sense, which never gets played in these scenarios. It's always the most extreme condition or the most extreme consideration. I don't want to sit next to a naked guy on a bus. I don't want to sit on a seat where he's been.
Okay?
So, but if a guy wants to wander around
next to somebody else on the bus, it's
no,
okay
I don't want him
you.
On the bus. I don't want him on the bus.
Okay.
I don't want him in public transportation. I don't want him where he can affect somebody else, where he doesn't do any harm to anybody else, where whatever he's doing is benign, walking
he's like
around.
He's just laying in the grass in the bar.
Right.
In a park.
Or if you're walking around town with a placard saying support gay rights or support naked rights, whatever it is, there's nobody being hurt by that. But you get into a close proximity with somebody else, and there's something about the interaction that's not healthy, so you don't allow it. That's all.
You know, if you do go to a nudist colony, however, you are supposed to take a towel with you so that when you sit somewhere, you sit on the towel.
Oh, good.
Right, I got to give you my Jerry Jones story
before we stop. Etiquette.
Why is it? Is this connected to the other story?
No.
So
it's just quick and short.
No, hold on.
Okay.
We have other things to do. I need a quick
I know we have other things to do.
Well, we have a quick short story about power swabs and how this makes you look younger.
If you're going to walk around San Francisco naked, you want to have the whitest teeth you can
exactly.
have.
Exactly. You don't want those ugly yellow stained teeth to go along with whatever else may be yellow.
People will be looking at your teeth.
Yeah. Well, maybe not quite so much. Anyway, power swabs available now. Working in 5 minutes.
Would you buy something called power swabs from a naked guy on the streets of San Francisco?
Well, unfortunately, you don't have to do that. You call this number, Richie, 800-865-7602. That's all you have to do. You don't have to deal with any naked or clothed human beings.
Thank goodness.
Somebody that answers the phone at 800-865-7602 will be happy to take your order.
They could be naked on the other end of that phone.
Swab. They could be. You know what? It won't make any difference.
That's right.
And that's where how do you know I'm not naked sitting here? I could be naked sitting in this chair doing the
don't
program.
Don't want to go there. Don't well, even want to go there.
Use your imagination if you want. It's up to you. Anyway, this is a deal that is just right for you at this time of year, any time of year. But you're going to parties now. People are going to judge you. Maybe it's coming to the end of a term. Your job isn't what you want. You want a new job. That's a New Year's resolution. You got to get a new job. So if you go on an interview and you got yellow stained teeth, ooh, not good, not going to work. And because power swabs is not like a normal bleach whitener, it uses a naturally derived tooth agent, power swabs does. So it works on all of your teeth, whether they're the natural real teeth or maybe caps, crowns, veneers, whatever it is. Here's the number to call for the risk-free trial, 800-865-7602. And when you order I think this is a three-month program, but I'm not sure, you'll get 40% off the normal price. Whatever period of time you want to use these for, it's risk-free, so you get your money back if it doesn't work. You get 40% off the normal price, and it does a great job in a few minutes making your teeth white. Three things. It's a hat trick. Call 800-865-7602. You're impressed, Richie, that I knew that three in a row were a hat trick.
It's a hat trick. It's
a hat trick.
Good, though.
Works well on your teeth. Doesn't cost a lot of money. Risk-free.
Did you know they're not playing hockey this year?
I don't miss them at all.
Yeah, me either.
Who cares?
Okay.
But
no,
I am interested in you taking advantage of this power swab opportunity to clean up your teeth or maybe give it anonymously to somebody you know who's got ugly yellow teeth. All right? Be their friend. Call 800-865-7602.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent
getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Get big Black Friday savings at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Get clearance flooring from just 19 cents a square foot. Plus, take 20% off thick 10-millimeter laminates with attached pad. 50% off tools to install your new floors. And save even more with daily floor buster deals at every local store. Better yet, get special extended financing. Hurry, Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com today and find the store near you.
The story from Minnesota today, this week, maybe this month, maybe this is the story of the year, depending on how you look at the good news that we profile all the time on the Good Day program. You may have heard me talking about a gentleman named Joe Lucan, who has the Village Food Stores in Bemidji, Minnesota, and also one over in North Dakota. Three other stores run by Mr. Lucan and his family. He's giving the stores to his employees. Mr. Lucan, it is a pleasure, sir, to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
What? Well, first of all, tell us the story of you starting this grocery store and how it grew. Tell me the story of you and your family in this business.
Well, I bought my brother out in 1969, October 1st of 1969, and I built the mall store in 1978, expanded it several times, and in 86, I bought the store and built the store in Wahpeton, North Dakota. And in 95, I had a major expansion here at the mall store. Then in the year 2000, we built the South store.
One of the things, I'm hoping you listen to this program because we're on in your community. And earlier, we were talking to a listener who told us your story. When I saw this, we've posted the story on my website, DougStephan.com. And whether you're familiar with my program or not, I hope you are. There is great interest when people hear something like this of how it impacts not only you, but you think about Target. I know they have a store there, and Walmart has a store there, your competitors. But because you're better, maybe to your employees, and maybe this is the example that best displays that, you have been able to win. I know you have your the gentleman who's the general manager. Is it Brent Seacard? Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
All right. So when did you come work with Joe? When did you start working there?
Well, I started scrubbing the floors here in 1998. I was actually the overnight janitor and just slowly came up through the ranks since then, and just a few weeks ago became the new president and CEO.
So there are how many employees in the three stores?
About 400.
400. So how does it work? Each one of them get a piece of it when Joe retires? Is that how it works?
You know, ESOPs are really, they're an amazing mechanism for retirement.
Yes.
Because what they do is the value of the stock that we generate every year, it gets dispersed at no charge to the employees and put in a trust fund. And so when they retire or leave the company, they get that whatever has accumulated.
Mm-hmm.
It's a highly successful form of business.
Well, and this is what benefits Joe as well, right?
Yeah.
Joe and his family, yes.
Yeah. So, you know what? This is something. This story could go on and on and on. As far as I'm concerned, you're one of these people that I think we could easily refer to you as a hero, but I don't think that's the way you look at yourself. You're just doing what the right thing is.
And do the right thing.
Yeah. And so how do we get more people to do this? First of all, we have to get more people to stay in business, small people who are entrepreneurs like you. And frankly, I'm a radio entrepreneur. I do the same thing. And if we can just get people to see how this can work and we can save a lot of these smaller companies like yours. I know you had a lot of offers from big companies, and God bless you because you didn't sell out to them. I just wanted people to hear your story to a point, Joe. We don't have a lot of time here, but congratulations to you. And Brent, best of luck. I hope that you're advertising on the radio station that carries this program, your stories. Take good care, gentlemen. Thanks again.
Lunch.
is ready.
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
It's hard to fathom, but it's true. You could turn $2 into half a billion tonight. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. For millions of people, it's all about six numbers. Six little numbers that could lead to a big pile of cash. We're talking about that multi-state lottery called Powerball. And Powerball tickets, which sell for $2 for every line of numbers, have been selling like hotcakes. 16 carryovers without a big winner that has sent the jackpot skyward. Now at $500 million, the largest in Powerball history. Powerball is played in 42 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Now let's say you want to get in on an office pool for tickets. Well, be careful. Attorney Ann Margaret Carosa says it's critical to set a few Powerball rules when it comes to an office pool.
Appoint someone who's going to be the lottery captain or manager. They collect the money. They keep a sheet of collections and they check it off. They buy the tickets. They ensure that everyone signs the back of the ticket.
And among the things that can go wrong in a Powerball office pool if you don't do any of that?
You can be sure that people are going to say, "I thought I was in."
So, if you're the one going out to buy the Powerball tickets today, some advice on what you should do.
Send out an email to everyone saying, "I'm going to the deli at 3 p.m. Anyone who's interested, please get me $5 before then. If you didn't, I assume you're not in it." And that's a paper trail.
Without that paper trail, you're looking at probable lawsuits. And in that case, the only people who will make money from the winning Powerball ticket will be the attorneys. The odds of hitting the big Powerball jackpot, by the way, roughly 1 in 175 million. Something that Ralph from New Jersey says he already knows.
Although I have been pretty lucky. On $2 tickets, I've won $50,000 and $330,000 ones.
And that makes Ralph a very popular guy when buying Powerball tickets.
Everybody's came to me and they wanted to rub my arm for luck.
No thanks, Ralph. I don't know where your arm has been. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. real value for the money, and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
On Wall Street, some losses for the markets yesterday. The Dow fell more than 89 points, closing at 12,878. S&P down more than 7. NASDAQ dropped 9. Oil prices also down 56 cents a barrel, finishing at $87 and change. UN ambassador and possible Secretary of State nominee Susan Rice met with three Republican senators yesterday on Capitol Hill, attempting to explain her comments made after the deadly September assault on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. After the closed-door meeting, Senator Lindsey Graham had this to say.
Bottom line, I'm more disturbed now than I was before that the 16 September explanation about how four Americans died in Benghazi, Libya by Ambassador Rice.
Graham, along with Senators John McCain and Kelly Ayotte, say they were not satisfied with what Susan Rice had to say about her comments made after the attack in Benghazi. And finally, when you hear the term gridlock, many places come to mind. But later today and tonight, it's all about one place in particular. Oh, it's going to be bumper to bumper, to say the least, in Midtown Manhattan, New York City. The city's traffic commissioner, Sam Schwartz, affectionately known as Gridlock Sam, says what you have in Manhattan late this afternoon into the evening isn't just a single whammy or double whammy. It's a triple whammy with the lighting of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, and it's a matinee day on Broadway.
But on top of it, this year we have an extra present in our stocking.
An extra present in our stocking tonight? And what would that be?
Justin Bieber will be at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, my. You have the tree, Broadway matinees, and the Biebs.
We won't just have gridlock. We're going to have pedlock in Midtown.
That's right. Pedlock. Ped as in pedestrian. No room to walk, much less drive. So if you're headed for the middle of New York City later today, good luck. And take it from a native New Yorker, if somebody beeps at you in the Big Apple tonight, this is how you respond. Hey, where do you want me to go, huh? I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Get big Black Friday savings at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Get clearance flooring from just 19 cents a square foot. Plus, take 20% off thick 10-millimeter laminates with attached pad. 50% off tools to install your new floors. And save even more with daily floor buster deals at every local store. Better yet, get special extended financing. Hurry, Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com today and find the store near you.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.